Hello, Elle here from truthpassionjoy.com with today's Impassionati. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day so far. Today's Impassionati is about muscle memory and something that happened about 5 minutes ago, which made me think about you. Because we're up at my parents' house for a couple of days and the kids are mucking around and doing stuff that they do. And they found a recorder in the cupboard. Now, I play the clarinet, play the saxophone. I play a ropey bit of recorder, but just, you know, stuff we did when I was teaching the kids in school and stuff. So I'm very bad at it. And they found it in the cupboard. Oh, Mummy, can you play this for us? Yeah, well, I'll give a go. And I did a very rubbish attempt at, what did I play first? Mary Had a Little Lamb. And then I had a little go on We Wish You Merry Christmas. Because it's July. What else would you play in July except We Wish You Merry Christmas? Now, but something really interesting happened. And the first time I played it, I mean, the children loved it. They thought it was fab because it sounded vaguely like the tune it was meant to be, and it was a bit of fun. First time I played it, though, it was okay. It was lots of bum notes, but it was all right. Then we stopped, and then, oh, do you want to play again? So I then did it again, and literally just a minute later, not even that much, perhaps, and something really magic happened because the second time I played it, I played a lot less wrong notes, and that fascinated me. So in a minute, I'm going to go and try and play it a third time because I had this theory. And it's not just my theory. Like, I know it happens, for example, when I play the clarinet. I can play stuff. I quite often play, like a harmony part or whatever, and I don't think about it. It's just like my fingers already know what buttons to press or whatever. So I know there is this thing called muscle memory, but I didn't know it would work on stuff like, you know, recorders that you haven't played for years. So I'm going to go and do an experiment in a little while and try again and see if it gets even better. Because I was then thinking about how this could relate to other stuff in our life. Like how, for example, if you were trying to make a concerted effort to do X, Y, or Z, and maybe the first time you did it, it's really tricky, and quite often it's easy to get discouraged and go, oh, do you know what, this is just too difficult, I can't do this, let's forget about it. But actually, I know there's that whole thing, oh, try again, and yeah, that gets a bit lame, but if this muscle memory thing is right, if it applies to the recorder, then there's nothing to suggest it wouldn't also work with other stuff that you try and do as well. So this is pure circumspect, if that's the right word I'm looking for. Supposition, made up stuff, thinking out loud, I guess. But I just wondered whether if there was something you tried, if the first time you did it, it was a bit tricky and difficult and quite hard, maybe the next time, without you doing anything else other than just doing it again, it could get better and easier. And then maybe the next time it'll get even easier again. And like I say, I haven't proven this. There's no scientific thing that I've done, like a study or whatever. It's based on me piddling about on the recorder with the kids. But it just made me think, how many times we try something and it seems really tricky. And, you know, there's that old parable or story or whatever about how chipping away at something. And you don't know that it's the same chip and that very last chip can be the one that smashes it. Or I have to find the story and tell you it properly. But there's this whole thing about keep going on something. You don't know how close you are to actually breaking through and doing the thing you want to do. It could be the very next strike. But that's great and all. But sometimes it can just feel like it takes forever, can't it? But I saw a remarkable and noticeable difference. There's just the second time I played through that recorder. So I wanted to challenge you today and encourage you today. That thing that you're trying to do that maybe is quite tricky, do it again. And you will see an improvement. And do it again. And do it again. But and make sure as well you document somehow. Write it down or draw a smiley face. Remind yourself of the fact that it did get better or easier or more successful that second time. And then the time after that. Because we forget sometimes, don't we? I do at least. It's very easy to forget the small wins. So record the small wins. But just try again. Because I reckon this muscle memory thing, there's something in that. And we should explore that further. I'm off now to go and play the recorder for the third time. We wish you Merry Christmas in July. Have a fab day. Come and tell me all about it. Try it. Let me know how you get on, because I would love to, you know, collect some more evidence on this, of how this applies to other stuff as well. So tell me. And in the meantime, have a fab day. Take care. Bye.